Eyewitness Nyamoth Yakir says while her family was traveling from Uror to Bor, their vehicle fell into an ambush between Gadiang and Mathiang on Monday morning. Yakir says the attackers stopped their vehicle at gunpoint, then opened fire, killing her husband Galwanyel and one another person. Yakir says the attackers looted the passenger's belongings and abducted her 6-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter.
Our vehicle was attacked and the attackers have abducted my children and killed my husband and another man. What I want the government to do is to help in tracing these children for me. If they can manage to bring my children back, at least I'll feel better. But now, I don't know what to do.
Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayana Kon confirms the incident, but says the police did not intervene in time due to what he calls logistical challenges.
We were just surprised this morning about the incident, which took place early in the morning around 1 o'clock between Gadiang and Mathiang. The car was coming from Urol. And then on the way, so suddenly he fall into the ambush of some criminals. So they climb the car and then they went in. And suddenly they shot these people, two people. They have killed two people.
General Akon says there have been a series of deadly road ambushes on the Gadiang Highway over the last few weeks. He says no arrests have been made. General Akon says people should travel with an escort.
They have to inform the police or the army so that a force is organized on their cars to protect these people who are moving. So movement alone, we don't want people to move. To move alone, they should ask for another for escort. But we are ready with the police. We have a force that can make escort. But we don't have ammunition. This is our problem.
Last week, Nyawich Lem Makwey, the wife of former National Health Minister Riegai Cook, and Ajang Malwal Ajang were killed while traveling from Bor to Uror County. Simon Manyokding, the advisor on human rights to Jonglei State Governor Dine Jokchogor, accuses armed youth from the Greater Pibor administrative area of carrying out the road attacks. Deng says the ambushes have wreaked havoc on local communities, which he warns could jeopardize the peace process between Jonglei and the Greater Pibor administrative area.
This news is very shocked because our side here, we're struggling to collect these children and then to report them to where they belong. And that side of the Bibor administration area, even they did the same. They collect children from Bor, Twitch, and Uror or Nuer areas. But now with this new development of attack. Recently, I think this is four attacks, the same road, the same location.
Peter Ajag, the coordinator for the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says there is no proof that either last week's deadly road attack in Jonglei State or the most recent one involves youth from his area.
I hear just information about the accident which has been take place last week ago. The woman has been killed, and people they are start accuse the Murle youth of Murle without the evidence. But I don't know if there is any another accident happen after this. This is what I don't know. But that one, the first one, We cannot even to tell you the detail because the bush, it contain many criminals, and you don't know whether they are Murle, they are Dinka, they are Nuer. We don't know.
In January, the Low Nuer and Dinka Bor communities of Jonglei State and the Murle community of Greater Pibor Administrative Area held a peace conference in Juba, where they agreed to bury their differences and embrace peace. At the end of the conference, leaders from the three communities signed a document stating that all abductees shall be returned and the perpetrators shall be punished. It also said compensation shall be paid to the families of those killed or injured during attacks and revenge attacks, including cattle raids. Community leaders from both areas have exchanged some of the abductees in recent weeks. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.